the new. Close your eyes and feel your body to be completely frozen. Now look inwards. Gather all your consciousness as a sphere. Move towards the center of your being. At the center are all the secrets of life. The center is beyond birth and beyond death. Metaphorically, we call the center the Buddha, the awakened one. At this moment, you are all Buddhas. And remember, to be a Buddha does not mean to be a Buddhist. It is not a question of following anyone. It is not a question of conversion. It is a question of awakening to your own depths, to your own center. Your ordinary life is lived on the circumference. Meditation means to move from the circumference to the center. And this center is not only yours. It is the center of the whole universe. We are separate on the circumference. At the center, we are one. One oceanic reality. This oneness brings tremendous blessings. A great silence. A deep blissfulness. deeper and deeper. The deeper you go, the more you are closer to the universal center. Without any fear, go on till you feel the Buddha arising in you. One has not to become a Buddha. Buddha is our very nature. We are born with it. We are carrying it within our very soul. Everybody is pregnant with a Buddha. It is only a question of discovery, only a question of remembering who you are. To make it more clear, Nivedano, relax and just watch the body lying there, the mind lying there. You are not the body, nor the mind, but just a witness, a mirror-like reflective watchfulness. This witnessing is the greatest contribution the East has made to the world. Everything dies, everything changes, only this witnessing remains. Thousands of flowers, thousands of colors start showering on you. The evening was beautiful in itself, but 10,000 Buddhas have made it majestic, a splendor, a miracle. Particularly in these days, to reach to your own center has become very difficult because nobody tells you, nobody educates you that your real treasure is within you, not without you. The God is not above the clouds. The God is hidden in your consciousness. Your consciousness is God itself. Drink from this source as much as you can. Get drenched with the joy and the fragrance, because you have to bring it back. Meditation is not something that you do for a few minutes, it is something that you have to continue the whole day doing everything. Your Buddhahood should remain an undercurrent, a deep awareness, alertness, consciousness in your gestures, in your actions, in your silences. Nivedana, come back. But so the quality, even in coming back, of a graceful Buddha. Slowly, peacefully, joyously, with a dancing heart, sit down for a few moments just to recollect the place you have been, the path you have trodden. You have to go on this path every day deeper and deeper. You have to become acquainted with your Buddha as much as possible so you can bring him from the center to the circumference. When all your actions and all your gestures, words and silences become that of a Buddha, you have arrived home. Okay, Manisha?
Yes, Bhagwan.
Can we celebrate the 10,000 Buddhas?
Yes, Bhagwan.